Skill B. Integrated Writing. Paraphrasing. Question 1. Health. Practice 1. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used. Due to the recent medical backlash against low-carb diets, companies that previously recommended them are now changing their tune. One factor contributing to this reversal is that while most dieters enjoy their short-term benefits, the diets are just too difficult to maintain. People need to eat a balanced diet. That's why dieters tend to fall off the wagon when they follow the low-carb approach. Diet companies that market food products no longer suggest that we cut out all or most of our carbohydrates. Instead, they have chosen to categorize carbohydrates in a new way, according to their glycemic index. Glycemic index refers to how quickly or slowly the body converts food into sugar. The lower the glycemic index, or GI, of a carbohydrate product, the more slowly it releases energy into the body. This is very healthy because it leaves us feeling fuller for longer. It also prevents our bodies from overproducing the hormone insulin, which regulates our blood sugar levels. Examples of low GI carbohydrates include whole grains, oats, and most fruits and vegetables. The problem with high GI carbohydrates, such as refined cereals, white bread, and cookies, is that we digest them very quickly. They also contain huge amounts of sugar. The body combats the sugar surge they induce by overproducing insulin. The insulin then lowers our blood sugar levels drastically, and we experience cravings for even more of these unhealthy high GI carbs. This results in a vicious cycle of sugar highs and lows and a tendency to keep putting on weight. In order to avoid the long-term dangers of starving our bodies of energy-giving carbohydrates, we should simply rather enjoy the beneficial kind, low GI carbs. Do, however, remember, folks, that no matter what you put into your mouth, exercise is also an essential component of a healthy mind and body. It keeps your heart ticking and those calories off. So, students, the next time you eat that healthy lunch of tuna salad on whole wheat, why not complement it with a brisk stroll around the campus grounds? It will make a world of difference to your health and your mood.